and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Tim McKnight.
I'm Andrew Nicholl.
And today on the show, we're talking about the most recent New Zealand budget. That's right, Budget 2023 is out, and there was a big reveal that is going to impact a lot of people listening to the show as property investors. Andrew, what was that big reveal in the budget?
So the trustee tax rate is jumping from 33% to 39% starting from the 1st of April 2024. Now, this is going to impact the 400,000 registered trusts in New Zealand.
Now, this is going to impact a lot of property investors who hold their properties within a trust. So there are a lot of people out there who have family trusts, put both their own home and their investment properties in there. So let's talk about who this is going to impact, because it's not going to impact the people who you think. You might think, oh, it's going to impact rich people who make lots of money. Well, it might a wee bit, but it's actually going to impact a lot of people whose trusts are losing money. And I'll get Andrew to give you an example. But just before he does that, I want to explain how taxes on trusts work. Let's say that your trust is making a small profit, 10 grand or something like that. If you distribute that money and pay it out to the beneficiaries of the trust, then they pay tax at whatever their personal income tax is. So imagine that you earn an extra 10K, whatever your marginal tax rate is. But if you keep that 10K within the trust, that's where it's soon going to be taxed at 39% as opposed to 33%. Now, Andrew, I want you to talk about the impact on property investors who are losing money on their properties and how they're going to have to pay more tax even though they're losing money.
So this will be lots of those investors that already own existing properties in their trust. So they've put them in there for protection mechanism. And let's say they've got an existing rental property with a 500K mortgage, just nice easy numbers, and they're getting $500 a week rent. So that's $25,000 a year coming in on rent after we factor in vacancy. And let's say you've got 10K worth of operational costs, so your rates, insurance, maintenance. Then you've got 6% interest, so that's 30K a year you've got to pay in interest. Well, that property is absolutely making a cash loss, but if there's no deductibility on that loan, it's making a taxable profit of 15K. So that's almost $5,000 in tax you need to pay over and above the loss that you're already making.
So this is something really important, because when the interest deductibility rules were first announced, people didn't really understand their impact, because, well, what does it mean for interest to be non-deductible? It's hard to get your head around because it's an accounting concept. But here, we've got a property where you've got some rent, but you're paying out your rates, your insurance, your maintenance, and then you're paying your interest and you're making a loss. You're losing about 15 grand a year. But in the IRD's eyes, you're not losing 15K a year. You're making 15K a year.
So you're going to pay the 15K loss, then you're going to pay taxes if you weren't making a loss.
That's
for
right.
Another 5K. This is why there's all the articles about a deductibility coming out at the moment.
Because people are finally understanding it as we're having to file our tax returns. Now, that 5K in tax you'd have to pay was at the old trustee tax rate, which was 33%. Andrew, what happens if that hikes up, or when it hikes up to 39%?
Well, now you're almost at $6,000, so you're paying an extra $900 a year in tax.
Even though you're making a loss.
Even though I was making a loss before, and now I'm still making a loss.
So putting that into a number per week, instead of having to top up your property by $383 a week because it was making a loss, with the change in tax rates, you're now topping it up by $401 a week. So it's an extra 18 bucks a week in the scenario that you'd have to pay in tax.
And it's quite a large number for someone that's, you know, only got a relatively low mortgage on that investment property, 500K, and a relatively low interest rate, 6%.
So it's going to have a big impact on people who are investing in existing properties and who also own their properties in trust. Now, if you don't own your property in a trust, you don't have to worry about this as much, unless you're thinking about, you know, buying something. You would weigh up whether to put it into a trust or a look-through company. And it's also not going to impact people who are already investing in new builds, because the IRD would look at that same property, same numbers. If it was a new build, they'd say, oh, that property's making a loss, which it actually is. But it is going to impact those people investing in existing properties who are also using trusts. Now, you might wonder, well, why has the government decided to make this change? Well, the government's claiming that there are high net worth, high income Kiwis who are using trusts to pay less tax. So come back with me into 2021. We're stepping into our time machine.
Go on, make the noise.
And the government raised the top tax rate on your personal income to 39%. And at the time, I remember reading so many articles, lots of people said, oh, well, all of the rich people are just going to move their income into trusts, which were taxed at 33%. Now, Andrew is furiously nodding.
No, I did not.
And what the government said at the time was, well, if we see people do that, then we'll just increase the trust tax rate. Now, what's interesting is recently there has been quite a large increase in the amount of income that is paid at the trustee tax rate. And so effectively the government's saying, oh, we're seeing some evidence of this, so we're going to hike up the trust tax rate. So it basically seems to be trying to prevent high income earners from circumventing the new personal tax rates by using trusts. But the unfortunate thing is that if you own an existing property in a trust, then you could be caught by this. So I know a lot of people, Andrew, are going to be asking, does having a trust still make sense for property investors? And what have you got to say to that?
Yeah, it still does make sense. So I have lots of my properties in trusts. Now, the reason that people use trusts isn't from like a tax minimization standpoint. Often it's around asset protection and protecting for future generations and, you know, making sure that your generational wealth is appropriately structured for your kids and your grandchildren and all that sort of thing, and whoever Lauren's next husband is. Then you need to think about, if you're wanting to protect your assets, trusts might still be the most appropriate mechanism, but it may not work out to be the most tax advantageous way of doing things anymore. But that's a situation where you want to talk to your accountant to find out what the most appropriate structure. I would say that now you're going to see a lot more look-through companies be used.
I'd imagine that would be the case as well. They could also have a place, if you're investing in new builds, that definitely have deductibility, where you're not going to have this quirk where you've suddenly got to pay more tax on something that's losing money. Well, you might still go for a trust because, well, your property was losing money. You're not going to have to pay any more tax. The change in tax rates are not actually going to affect you. It's really going to be for people investing in existing properties who currently own their properties in trusts.
I think the other point is you probably really want to make sure that your entity that you're using today is appropriate moving forward. Same as checking that the properties you've got today are appropriate moving forward. So that's where you have a conversation with your accountant or maybe a property investment company to make sure that what your plans were, that they haven't been derailed by some of these changes.
And the one reason that I really wanted to talk about the trustee tax rate is I don't feel like it got a lot of airtime. I think a lot of people just shrugged their shoulders and thought it would only impact rich people, not realizing that there are so many Kiwis that maybe they own their businesses in a trust, or in this case, investment properties in a trust, and it is actually going to have a big impact. The other main impact of the budget that I'm looking out for, and we'll do another episode about this in the future, is there was a lot of spending in the budget, at least compared to the amount that the government was spending, you know, even as much as 5 years ago. And the impact on that, because there is so much spending in there, there are a lot of economists now saying, well, this is going to cause more inflation. If there's so much money being pumped into the economy, that could mean that inflation sticks around for longer. And that on top of that, that could mean that the Reserve Bank has to respond and raise interest rates. Now, at the time of recording, we have not yet seen the Reserve Bank's response to the budget, but it's going to be very interesting. At the next monetary policy statement, the language that comes out from Adrian or the Reserve Bank governor, because if he thinks, oh my God, there's so much money being pumped into the economy from the government, then he might respond, raise the OCR even higher than we previously expected. Now, the unfortunate thing about this is things like the government budgets are not predictable. So economists like myself, we can't sit around and forecast what the government is going to spend in the future or what they might do at each budget. And so this is one of those unpredictable factors where we now are thinking, well, what's going to happen to interest rates because there is so much spending, and that's what we're all going to be looking out for. But we will do another episode about this. At the moment, focus on the trustee tax rate, and if you need to, have a conversation with your accountant. Right, let's wrap it up there, but please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. really does help us get the message out to more people. And hey, if you've got a friend who perhaps owns some properties at a trust, they might need to know about this. Why don't you flick it on to them? That is the main way that people hear about the show, is hearing about it from you guys. Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Steve McKnight.
And I'm Andrew Nicol.
And we're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most out of the New Zealand property market. Until next time.